when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you Blood River Radio family out there, all of our supporters. Thank you so much for being in tonight and this afternoon, wherever you are. And today, this afternoon, it is August the 20th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2022. We always say on this show, we'll say it every time we come on, unless I just have a memory lapse, which that's not too unusual. August the 20th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2022, we always say, Jesus Christ died on the cross while we were yet sinners. It's the only name under the heavens, which man can be saved. There is only one way to Christ, and that's it, through Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, also, people, you know, I'm a little bit off my game tonight. hold on, be patient with me. But, you know, also, people, you know, we always say a prayer on this show. We never start to do anything without saying a prayer. So if you will, just bury your head, and I'll do the best I can, just bringing a prayer right off of my head. Thank you so much for bowing your head. Almighty Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created the universe just out of thinking it, just spoke the words, oh Lord, oh God, and everything that appeared had never, ever existed before. You just spoke it into being. And Lord, as you know, you created man, and man was put in a perfect environment in the Garden of Eden, and he messed up and he sinned and brought original sin into the world. And Lord, to defeat the devil, you knew in advance what you were going to do. You sent your son, your only begotten son, Jesus Christ, down here to earth to pay our sin debt so that we here on earth could accept a free gift, a free one-way ticket into heaven. And Lord, that's all we have to do is accept Jesus Christ Almighty, and that's all there is to it. So Lord, if also tonight, if you will, stick with Blood River Radio, continue to bless us, support us, and let us always do your will. Let us always try to please you, Lord, to the best of our ability. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, people, we have, I just found out a minute or two ago, the Bitter Ender has been out for, had COVID for 2 weeks. He said he's still recovering from it. I wish I'd have known. I would have called him and checked on him, but it's some pretty rough stuff. I'm glad I hadn't had it. I hope I don't get that stuff. But he's going to sit in with me tonight, and we're going to help each other. Gene's always a lot sharper than I am. And we have two very special guests tonight. I'm going to save the second guest for kind of a surprise. But we have a Mr. Charles Strange on tonight. Our friend and compadre of many years, Peter Scoop Stanton, is the one that told me some time ago about Mr. Charles Strange. His son, he has a very special son. Well, all of our sons are special, but there was a very special event that happened in this man's life. And I'm going to shut up and let him. I'm going to introduce Mr. First of all, I'll say before Mr. introduce Mr. Strange, how are you doing tonight, Bitter Ender?
Oh, doing fine now. But that COVID stuff, it will knock you down. And it took a while to fight through all of that mess. And so they wouldn't give me any of the pills that they give for you because I was taking a blood thinner. And they said that you can't take that Pavlat or whatever it is. I've forgotten what the name is now. But anyway, if you're taking a blood thinner, so they just said you got to you know, cowboy up and tough it out for a week or two. So that's all we could do. So, but doing better now. So I'm not dead yet. Well, he soon will be. He's very old. You know?
People probably think I'm dead.
Like
when
a
they
Monty
see me
Python
as old as...
skit.
People think I'm dead looking at me. Just before we leave, I go to our guest. I was looking, and I forget the name of that newspaper I get. They sent us a copy. I think it came in the mail yesterday. They're talking about the Methodist Hospital of Houston. The largest Methodist hospital in the system. We have a giant Methodist hospital here in Memphis. And they're down. So many of their staff have got COVID that they're suffering. They're shortage of help. And here's the kicker. They were the very first hospital in the United States, if I read the article right, that came out with mandated the vaccines, a year or two ago?
Yeah.
Well, they've all got the COVID, all these people that take those vaccines.
Well, my wife, I never took the shots, but my wife did and took the booster, and she got it the same time I did. In fact, she had it worse than I did. And then my daughter is a nurse at Vanderbilt, and they made them all take the shots, and my daughter got it. And my son was doing a lot of traveling, and his business made them get the shots, and he got it. So their vaccine, as far as I'm concerned, didn't seem like it worked too good for any of the people I knew. So
I don't believe it did.
Be that as it may.
I'm so glad to have you back. I know the audience is, too. I know our family, because Gene is a pillar in this. We couldn't do Blood River Radio without the Bitter Ender.
Oh yeah, you could.
Well, it'd be mighty tough, I'm telling you. Well, anyway, Mr. Charles Strange, God bless you for coming on tonight. We have a few minutes before our first break, if you will. Tell the audience a little bit about what you're going to be talking about tonight, and about your son, and we're talking about SEAL Team 6, and the Bin Laden raid. Anything that you want to talk about, so go ahead and tell the audience who you are, Mr. Strange. Even though I've already introduced you, but just take off and carry us here where you want to go.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on, Ed, Gene. Great to meet you guys. Great to have the audience. My name's Charles Strange. I'm a Gold Star father of Petty Officer First Class Michael Strange. He was assigned to SEAL Team 6, the Gold Squadron. He was a cryptologist, code breaker. He was killed August 6, 2011, along with 29 other brave Americans, and barked the warrior dog 93 days late after the Bin Laden raid. It was the biggest loss of life in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it was the biggest loss of life in the history of America. 22 of them men were from DEV Group, Navy Special Warfare Development Group. And I lost a piece of my heart August 6, 2011. You're never the same once you bury your child, no matter how it is. And I'm going to talk about that mission called Extortion 17. That was the name of the Chinook. There was also 8 Afghans on that Chinook, which their names were not on the manifest. We're from Philadelphia. I heard the Rocky music. Me and Michael used to run the Rocky Steps before he went in, and we lived about 10 miles from the Rocky Steps, the Art Museum of Philadelphia. And Michael would run home. I would drive home because I could barely walk after doing the Rocky Steps. And went to Northeast Catholic High School, which was the biggest all-boys Catholic high school in the country in the 60s and late 60s. And, of course, they destroyed that. And it is closed now, like a lot of the Catholic schools in Pennsylvania. But we grew up in a neighborhood not far from where Rocky's pet store was. Then the train where the guys hang on the corner and drink the beer in the corner bars. Michael actually worked in the corner bar, not right where Rocky went to have a couple drinks. He was a great kid. He played football and baseball. In high school, he didn't play any sports until his senior year. He worked, went to the gym, dated some girls. And senior year, he said, "Dad, I'm going to join the military." I said, "You're not joining the military. There's a war going on." He turned 18. He said, "I joined the Navy, Dad." I said, all right, there you go, son. Congratulations. Do 4 years and get out. And Michael, like I said, he took off in the Navy in Pensacola, Florida. I went up and seen him finish boot camp. And then they sent him to Pensacola, Florida. He finished first in a test they took down there. And he called me up and he said, "Dad, the military lied to me." I said, I'm thinking in my head, I didn't say nothing. I said, "Oh, here we go." And if you finish first in the test, he wanted to go to Virginia or Maryland so he could come back and forth to Philadelphia to see his family and hang out with his friends on the weekend. He said, "They're sending me to Hawaii." I said, "Mike, you're going to Hawaii." Yeah. So the second day he was in Hawaii, he said, "Dad, I love Hawaii. It's like God said, yo, open your eyes.
No kidding.
You're in paradise." And, of course, he became a surfer, and he took off in the military. He became an E6 in less than 4 years. I'm not military, which I heard that's very, very hard to do. 3 years at Hawaii, Field Team 6, the Navy SEALs would pick him up at his house, take him through some training, and they surrounded him in the gym in Hawaii. All the SEALs were wearing black. He was wearing blue. And they asked him to go to Dev Group, which is DEVGRU. It's also, if you put Dev Group in, SEAL Team 6 pops up. And he calls me up and he said, "Dad, these guys want me to, you know, go to the East Coast and help the SEALs out." I didn't, you know, he was always worried. You know, he didn't tell mom or dad much, you know what I mean, or his brother or sisters, anything, you know what I mean. And he kept it close to the vest, didn't want us worrying. And he bought a home in Virginia Beach at 21 years old.
Mr. Strange, we have to go to our first break. We will be right back after this first break, Mr. Strange. Please hold that thought. If you have to make a note with a pencil, feel free to do so. Be right back, folks.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, once again, I'm going to say I'm so happy that the Gene is back, the Bitter Ender, and he deserves that name. Bless his heart, just like he was like a brother to me. He really is. I wish I'd have known he was sick. We have another one out there who's getting worse by the day, Lee Cochran. Bless his heart. He's not in good shape. He's back in the hospital again. It's just not looking good. But anyway, people, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We have the Gene, the Bitter Ender, with the bloody sword. He's on tonight. And before we go back to Gene, we'll let Mr. Strange continue his narrative. It sounds like that Michael was just a fun-loving, a good old-fashioned, red-blooded American boy, a good guy. So if you will, continue on, Mr. Strange.
Sure, sure. Like I was saying, 21 years old, he gets shipped to buys a home on the East Coast down there in Little Neck, Dam Neck in Virginia Beach. He's assigned to SEAL Team 6, the Gold Squadron. Doing amazing things, stopping some jihadis from killing people here in America, in towns such as Texas and Boston and Chicago, and doing missions overseas in the Middle East. April 2011, he calls me. He said, "Dad, everything's getting shut down. You're not going to hear nothing from me for 2 weeks." And we had a code, me and Michael, because they were listening on the telephone, and they would give him a lie detector test every 3 months. And the first question in the lie detector test is, "When was the last time you lied?" A loaded question. And they should be giving that to some of the people in Washington, D.C. But anyway, so he said, "Everything's getting shut off." This is April 2011, and our code was, "Did the Phillies win?" The baseball team here in Philadelphia, and it could be January. And if he said it, "Did the Phillies win?" that means don't ask no more questions, Dad. And I was worried. I'm like, nothing for 2 weeks. He goes, "If something happens, you'll hear about it." And, of course, May 2nd, 2011, the killing of Osama bin Laden raid. And he came home 3 weeks after that in June. It was his birthday, June 6th, and he turned 25 years old, and he grabbed me by the bicep, and he said, "Dad, you wouldn't believe what's going on in this country. You wouldn't believe what's going on in this country." And he started pacing, and he said, "Dad, I got a will." I said, what are you talking about a will for, you know what I mean? Why would you mention that, you know? And never talked like this before, and we had a big party for him, for his birthday, and a couple kegs of beer and all that stuff. And he told everybody about his will and this and that. And he left. And next thing I know, August 6th, like I said, you know, 30 Americans get killed. And the biggest nightmare of my life, I lost a piece of my heart there. You know, I was out of my mind. And we had a beautiful, at the cathedral here in Philadelphia, all the flags were half-mast throughout the state. And then we buried him in Arlington. 17 to 30 are in Section 60. And then in October 2011, we go down to Virginia. All the parents are down there, all 60 parents. And we're in a movie theater. And General Colt, you bring him dear General Jeffrey Colt, did the investigation in 2 weeks. And what he did is, like, the first 20 minutes, he talked about the pilots. God bless them. Their Gold Star parents were there. And how they were capable of flying in Afghanistan in the Tangine Valley where our sons got killed. And now, you know, I'm like, why is it he keeps talking about the poor pilots? Here you find out the pilots, once Carter was a very, very respected pilot, flew in Iraq, many, many missions, but never flew in Afghanistan. The other pilot, it was his first time with SEAL Team 6. When they got the call August 6th to go out, they said the Rangers were pinned down in trouble. But August 7th, on the news, the Rangers said, "We had eight of the Taliban caught. We weren't in no trouble. We didn't need the QRF, Quick Reaction Force." So then the narrative from Washington, D.C., Barack Hussein Obama said they were after a guy by the name of Fuari Tahir, who was supposed to be a high-value target, HVT. Uh-huh. And that's why they all jumped in the helicopter. They thought the Rangers were in trouble. But here was definitely a planned ambush. Jeffrey Colt, when he was doing it, he did his investigation in 2 weeks. I stood up. I asked him, I said, "What happened to the black box, which is really orange?" And then in a theatrical way, he waved his arms and said a flash flood came and washed it away. And there's speculation that in them 1963 Chinook CH-47Ds, there weren't no black boxes, but there is a recording device under the pilot's chair. So after October 2011, at the debriefing with the 60 parents, they gave Jeffrey Colt, he said, It was a 100-yard shot in the pitch dark. An RPG hit the rotary cuff, and it was a lucky shot. And I stood up and I started screaming, "Did you say lucky shot? All our sons are dead. What is wrong with you?" You know. And then they made me go outside and drink some water and calm down. They said, I said, "Calm down, I'm gonna knock his teeth down his throat." And they gave us a folder when we left. And you don't look at it because you're out of your mind hearing this horse and pony show this guy just said. And I got home, and a few days later, I open up the folder, and there's 25 pages in there and a disc. So you can open the first page, you can read, the second page, you can read, but the rest of the pages you can't read. They're not redacted. There's no ink. There's no toner. So I called up Admiral Sean Pybus, commander of CENTCOM. I said, "Sean, I got a bad copy here." He said, "Well, Charlie, I got a lot of complaints about that." I said, "All right, well, send me another one." He said, "I can't. We burned it." I'm like, "What?" So I put the disc in, and all these little blocks pop up, like 100 little blocks pop up. And I'm not a computer guy. And my wife, after about 8-9 hours, figures out how to download 1,364 pages come out. But the disc was encrypted, and it tore our computer up. And I was getting on my phone 001000. In text messages. And I called up Verizon. I said, "What is this? I keep text back in 001000. He said, "You don't know who that is, sir?" I said, "No." He goes, "That's Big Brother watched you." I said, "What?" For asking questions. But in them 1,364 pages, that's why they came after us. They actually took my wife's picture on the computer. We don't have a camera on our computer. And she's on the computer. I hear her yelling. I come running out. "What's the matter? What's the matter?" She goes, They took my picture. And it said FBI, 10 to 12 years in prison. And her picture of her sitting right there, right then. And that was on our local television, Channel 3, 6, and 10 up here in Philadelphia. And then we also got in hold of a lawyer named Larry Klayman. He's the one that started Judicial Watch. So we go to court in Washington, D.C. We have Judge Leon, Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, and the NSA send their lawyer, Mr. Gilligan, and they bring 13 other lawyers. And Mr. Gilligan, representing Obama and NSA, said, "Mr. Strange is a Gold Star father. He's going through grief. His son's an American hero. We can't tell you what he did, but the grief he's going through, we don't spy on the American people." My lawyer, Larry Klayman, stands up. He says, "Good morning, Judge Leon." He opens up the newspaper. It says, "Right here, Washington Post, 12 employees from the NSA fired for spying on their spouses." And Judge Leon slammed down the gavel. He said, "You got to be kidding me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Find me one time spying on an American citizen to stop the terrorist attack on America." And they started opening up the papers, all 14 lawyers, and they couldn't find nothing. And Barack Hussein Obama, we won the case, right? Judge Leon called it Orwellian. Remember when that went viral in 2012? It was in national news, and Obama said before he went on one of his vacations, "We're going to look into the spying of the Gold Star family at the NSA. And then we went to court again in Washington, D.C. And three judges, the second highest court in the country, and we win that case. And you know what they did? They changed the law. They're now to go on your computer and going on your phones. Yep.
That's incredible.
But in them 1,364 pages, I'll tell you this. In the Exhibit 89, it says General Cole asked somebody, "Well, what was the assessment of the Tangine Valley?" And the gentleman, it don't give his name, says, "Well, sir, May 12th, 2011, 10 days after the Bin Laden raid, 11 days over there. He says 100 Taliban plan to come from the blank province to the Tangine Valley to shoot down the coalition aircraft."
Mr. Strange, unfortunately, we have to go to another commercial break. We'll be right back. Hold that thought. Please hold that thought. Be right back, people.
Yeah. proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
The U.S. for the first time has announced it will give Ukraine Scan Eagle surveillance drones, mine-resistant vehicles, anti-armor rounds, and weapons to help Ukrainian forces regain territories and mount a counteroffensive against Russian invaders. A senior defense official told reporters that the U.S. is looking to help shape and arm the Ukrainian forces of the future as the war drags on in its sixth month. This brings the total U.S. military aid to Ukraine to about $10.6 billion since the beginning of the Biden administration. It is the 19th time the Pentagon has provided equipment from Defense Department stocks to Ukraine since August 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Former Vice President Mike Pence stated that he did not take any classified information with him when he left office. Also speaking on how he calls on Attorney General Merrick Garland to disclose more information on what led authorities to conduct the search at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
We can demand that they reveal why this search warrant was executed against the residence of a former president of the United States without demeaning the rank and file men and women of the FBI. And I'm going to continue to be a voice for that.
Evidence has emerged that might explain the dinosaurs' extinction.
A newly discovered impact crater 5 miles in diameter below the seafloor in the North Atlantic suggests more than one asteroid may have hit Earth during the time when the dinosaurs went extinct. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The Ennis is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Dear Blood River Radio audience, we are in debt to Peter Scoop Stanton, our friend and compadre. Peter Scoop Stanton, when I first started with the cesspool, back I was only about 59 years old then, Scoop would call in from Rota, Spain. He was in the Navy, and he was our foreign correspondent. He has his own radio show on this same, he's syndicated by Liberty News Radio, just like we are. He comes on from 9 till 10, but he's the one, we're in his debt. Peter Scoop is the one that put us onto this lead right here, and I will have to call and thank him after this show again. But anyway, if you will, Mr. Strange, continue on where you left off at the beginning. At the beginning of that last commercial.
Absolutely. Like, you know, the loss of 30 men August 6, 2011 on Extortion 17 was definitely a setup by Karzai, some of the contractors who were there, some people from our government. And people say, why would you say that? Well, we were there for 20 years. Afghanistan's a little bit bigger than Texas. We're the strongest military in the world. We have ships and different. We could annihilate anybody we want. You know what I mean? And you got to be kidding me. You know, so us getting them on. Forgetting the disc, my wife on downloading the disc with the 1,300 pages. We've been, you know, threatened. We talked to Pat Tillman's parents. My wife talked to his father. They've been through the same thing. We just want somebody held accountable. Nothing will bring our sons back. But we don't ever want to see 38 men. We don't know who the 8 Afghans were. Their names weren't on the manifest. And Bart the Warrior Dog killed again. You know, we don't want to see anybody's son or daughter or husband or wife killed again. And it shouldn't happen like this the way it did. I truly believe that Michael, if it had been Laden Ray, when he grabbed me and he said, "Dad, you wouldn't believe what's going on in this country." He was talking about all the illegal bullshit, if I'm allowed to say that. Sorry about that.
You're fine. But
the man pads, the heat-seeking missiles. I think Benghazi happened 13 months after my son died. I think all the heroin and the poppy that's been coming into America, killing all the poor people here that are on drugs, the heroin, never had an epidemic like this before until we went into Afghanistan. If you Google how much poppy we got before we went into Afghanistan, was 5%. Once we went into Afghanistan, it will show you we get 94% of the poppy from Afghanistan. We don't have that many people on morphine that we get that many people. You know what I mean? So that should tell you something about the corruption in Washington, D.C., the senators, the congressmen that have stocks in all these contracting companies over there, making hundreds of millions of dollars on the bullets, on the tires, on the food, on the toilet paper, on the towels. Like, it's corruption at its finest. You know, your friend was talking about Vietnam. You know, how about Black Hawk Down? Did we learn anything about that? So I just got to say, you know, I wrote a book. It's called Relentless. Relentless, Gold Star Father's Pursuit for the Truth. It's for $20. It's on Barnes online at Barnes & Noble. If your group could help buy a few of my books, it has some of the 1,300 pages in there. It has about Philadelphia. It has historical points about what happened that day. And it went in the first case in the history of America against the NSA. Mary and Charles Strange, you can Google it. Judge Leon, he called it Orwellian. 1,364 pages with the fact that it was a setup. That night, when they're flying in, they do the 3-minute call. And then all of a sudden, there's a 13-minute lapse. Bagram Air Force Base, we don't hear nothing from Extortion 17. It's been 13 minutes. And then they get the 1-minute call to land in the Tangine Valley. There's about 30 Taliban under the trees. The poor pilot says there's people moving around up on the roof. And I asked that question. I said, who were the people moving up on the roof? And the answer came back, and it's in the paperwork, that 4 o'clock in the morning they were hanging crops. Now, I'm from Philadelphia, and we don't have many crops here in Philadelphia, but I don't know people that get up 4 o'clock in the morning and go on the roof. They were up there waiting for them with RPGs or possibly man pads, and they were under the trees. It says it right in the 1,300 page, which the government gave me. They were going to ask for that disc back, some of the parents did, but then they figured once that it was in the folder, you know, it was bring up. Plus, they figured nobody was going to be able, none of the other parents could download it except for my wife, Marianne Strange. And it's all in my book, Relentless, online at Barnes & Noble or Amazon for $20. I hope a lot of people buy it, get informed how corrupt it is in Washington, D.C. We need a change here. Look what's going on in America. You know.
Gene, you have any questions, brother?
No, just absolutely amazing. And it just reinforces everything that we've complained about on Blood River Radio about the rotten corruption and the District of Corruption on the Potomac. And this just reinforces that. And the disgust that you have with your own government for doing something like that. I mean, you go back to Lion Lyndon Johnson, and he contrived a plan with McNamara and John McCain Sr. and the Israelis to deliberately sink an American ship, the USS Liberty, and kill 294 American sailors and Marines on board that ship and send that ship to the bottom of the Mediterranean so there wouldn't be any survivors, and then they could turn around and blame it on Egypt. But the sailors fought back and thwarted their plans and kept the ship from sinking. But then, just like this, when they got back to the home port, they were threatened with court-martial and jail time and probably even death if they even mentioned what happened on board the USS Liberty. So here's an incident with these young men in Afghanistan and Mr. Strain's son and what happened to them, and then you compare that to what Lion Linden did with the USS Liberty, and there have been so many other incidents like that where the government was caught red-handed, and rather than admitting, oh, we've screwed up, we made a mistake, you know, this happened and this happened, they turn on the people, the parents, the wives, the relatives that survived, and threaten them. And that's a country you want to go out and lay your life on the line for. That'll do that to you, for the people that take the oath of office and commit to the military and risk their life for a country like that. We were all crazy. I put myself at the head of the list of being crazy for doing something like that, being a total fool.
Right. Well, you know, just like when my son believed, you know, he was joining to serve the country, keep us safe. You know, that's why they come out with them movies like Act of Valor. My son's name's in that movie, right, when they used the swift boats and all that, like they used to use in Vietnam, to recruit these young people. And where do they go? They go to the middle-class families. They go to the poverty families to bring them. Oh, you can get 4 years in college. You can protect the country. Look who they're going after, right? You don't see anybody from Congress or Senator, any of their kids over there.
Oh,
none
of
them
not.
Are wearing this gold star fucking pin. Excuse my language.
That describes it right there. And I'll give you an example. The platoon I had in Vietnam, not a single one of those boys had gone to college. About half of them had dropped out of high school. And there were two of them that had a choice, either going to jail or joining the Marine Corps. And they were they turned out to be super Marines, great, great young men. They were all teenagers, 17 to 19 years old. But they recruited them from middle class or lower middle class. And you know, the rich never get involved in anything like that. And I think a good friend of our program, Mr. Buddy, sent me a letter one time that had a quote in there. It said, "Those who suffer and die in war will never profit from it, and those who profit from war will never suffer and die in it." And boy, is that ever the truth.
Amen, brother. Amen. I'd like to say one more. Another thing is, you know, May 2nd, 2011, everybody's celebrating, you know, the killing of Osama bin Laden. But May 3rd, 2011, Joe Biden at the Ritz-Carlton in Delaware announced SEAL Team 6 killed bin Laden. SEAL Team 6 killed bin Laden. Nobody ever heard of SEAL Team 6. Secretary of Defense was Robert Gates at the time. He actually spoke to us and came out on national TV. No, no, no. The military killed bin Laden. It's in his books that Joe Biden exposed SEAL Team 6. And then 93 days after the bin Laden raid, the biggest loss of life in Iraq and Afghanistan, 30 men get killed. It wasn't a lucky shot, that's for damn sure. I wasn't in the military, but I can tell you one thing, being from the streets of Philadelphia, when there's dudes on one side of the street and guys on top of a roof and you're coming down the middle, it's a setup. There was IEDs planted around the landing site.
Mr. Strange, we have to go to our last break. We'll be right back after this last break. Man, this hour's flying. Be right back, people. This is one of the most fascinating interviews we've had, so please don't go anywhere.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church, a congregation of God's covenant people. Informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, we're going to get off this. I'm getting off this mic as fast as possible because we're going to go right back to Mr. Strange. Continue on, Mr. Strange.
Thank you, Blood River Radio. Thank you so much for having me on. Gold Star Father Charles Strange, Gold Star Father of Michael Strange, killed in action August 6, 2011, along with 30 other brave Americans. The biggest loss of life in Iraq and Afghanistan. We won the first case in the history of America against the NSA, 2012, Judge Leon in Washington, D.C. Look us up. For spying on the American people. They go into your phone. They go into your computers. Judge Leon called it Orwellian. We downloaded a disc. My wife did with 1,300 pages. And it's in my book, Relentless. Gold Star Father's Pursuit for the Truth. Relentless. $20 online, Barnes & Noble or Amazon, Walmart. They all have it for $20. Please give us a play. In those 1,364 pages, it was done by design, all these men being killed, my son being killed. I lost a piece of my heart that day. You're never the same. My other son, you know, I worried about him, you know. He was worried about me. I said, no, how you really doing? He said, Dad, I was in the same room with him for 18 years. Mm. And you might have heard that the 13 Marines that were killed in Bagram coming up on a year, one of the brothers just killed themselves the other day.
Yes, I heard that on the news, yes.
We have the MichaelStrangeFoundation.org. What I did was me and my wife would start bringing Gold Star families in for 3 nights or 4 days, like 35 to 45 of them. And we pay for the hotel, the food, and the plane tickets. And we've done 12 weekends. We brought over 350 Gold Star families in for some healing. We open up the Bible. We ask the parents to write a letter to their son or daughter that were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Like Bob Huff, Gold Star Father Bob Huff, his daughter was Samantha Huff, the first girl killed in Iraq. Poor Samantha Huff, you know, she got hit with an IED. Her legs got blown off in Iraq and 18 years old. And they got her, but they couldn't find her way back because everything in Iraq looked the same. And Gold Star Father Bob Huff, in Arizona, he's been on two of our weekends, and you know, you're never the same. But to hear the stories from these Gold Star parents, and, you know, so MichaelStrangeFoundation.org or Facebook or I don't know what else we're on, but check us out. We're having a big fishing tournament September 3rd. These fishermen came to me in Summers Point, New Jersey. You can see that if there's any fishermen out there. These guys are intense, the fishermen. But I just wanted to give them all a thank you. They're helping us raise money to bring more Gold Star families in for the weekend. And back to Extortion 17, the 30 men being set up and killed by our government. Like I said, in the 1,300 pages, you know, the Taliban, they bragged over the Internet a half hour after they killed my son and them guys. We just killed SEAL Team 6. How did they know who was in the helicopter? How come there were six IEDs around the landing site? How come there was Taliban under the trees, 30 of them, motorcycles, RPGs, cell phones? There's Taliban up on the roof. You know, like they knew. They knew. Was it, you know, some people say it was tit for tat, Bin Laden for them guys, or was it about Michael when he came home and he said, Dad, you wouldn't believe what's going on in this country, about what's going on in Washington, D.C., the corruption, the heroin that's coming in, killing millions of millions of millions of millions of Americans. Is it our borders? And we're letting so many illegals come in. And how many Americans these illegals killed? I met some of them folks. I just spoke 3 months ago to a few of the parents that lost their sons in Bagram a few days ago, you know, about that, you know. So that's it's such corruption in Washington, D.C. But all Extortion 17, look it up. Michael Strange, it's in the book Relentless. Some of the 1,300 pages will blow you away. And this is what the government gave us on a disc. They figured nobody was going to be able to download the disc. Once we did, that's when they attacked us with the NSA. But we won the case. And then they changed the law. They're allowed to spy on the American people. Go on your phone. Go on your computer. Know what you're doing. Know what you're eating. What happened to our constitutional rights as Americans? What did our soldiers fight for our freedoms? You know, it's not this, not the way our country's turning. We're in big trouble here in America. You know, what's going on with this administration especially, too, you know. I got to give a shout-out to Donald Trump. He asked me in June 2017, we brought 20 Gold Star families to the White House for 4 hours. He said, Mr. Strange, you can go in the Red Room, the Green Room, Gold Room. He had a Marine band there. He fed us. We all had 20 minutes alone with him and the First Lady. They did a ceremony, said each of our sons' names. President Trump stood up and looked at us and saluted us each time, each 20 names. But when I had 20 minutes alone with President Trump, I pulled out some of them 1,300 pages. I said, Mr. President, I'm a little nervous talking to you. I said, can I pull out my notes? And he smiled. He said, go ahead. And he took them out of my hands. He said, can I have them? And he read them for like 5 minutes. And he was like, oh, my God. He said, can I keep these? I said, absolutely.
Wow.
He gives it to a Secret Service guy. He says, Mr. Strange, make sure I get these are Mr. Strange's papers. Make sure I get them tonight. That was June 2017. December 2017, Department of Justice opens up an investigation on Extortion 17, the 30 men being killed. But if you call up DOJ and you ask about Extortion 17, they go, we're looking into it, and they hang up. We're looking into it and hang up. Because 34 to 60 parents wrote in questions about what happened. And President Trump invited just me and my wife back for Christmas dinner with some of his people, big people. And he was awesome again. He went out of his way to bring me over to him and his wife, Melania, she was real. She said, I have a son. I can't imagine what you're going through. They were down to earth, you know. But we're still fighting. You know, we're still asking questions. And we want a congressional hearing. Someone needs to be held accountable. So we did have one politician try to help us out. So we get invited to the Pentagon. Just me and my wife, we're not allowed to bring a lawyer. We're not allowed to bring any of the Gold Stars. We go down with like 18 questions from the 1,300 pages. Gary Reed, he was Chuck Hagel's right-hand man. He took over after Leon the Snake Panetta. So I'm asking him the questions about the Taliban being under the trees and the Taliban being on the roof. And he said, Mr. Strange, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. I said, no. And he starts talking over me. And I'm like, no, sir. And I pull out Exhibit 89. And I said, it's right here. And he keeps talking. I said, it's right here. And I give him the papers. It was him and three other three-star generals. And they're looking at the pages about the Taliban. And like the other exhibit about 100 Taliban coming from the blank Providence to the Tangine Valley, just down the coalition aircraft. May 11, 2011, they said to me, "Where'd you get this?" I said, "You didn't read the 1,300 pages?" And he said, "No, I didn't read the 1,300 pages. We read the 25-page report." So it was a wide table. So I tried to grab him by the throat. I said, 30 men die and you couldn't read 1,300 pages? And then there was two guys with machine guns that grabbed me and took me outside the Pentagon. And they kept me outside for like 20 minutes. And I go back into the room. And my wife's up standing up. She's screaming at him. Like, you know, they just lie. They just lie. You know what I mean? Gary Reed, look his name up. He's no good SOB. You know? So I leave 18 questions for him at the Pentagon. The congressman that helped me in Pennsylvania to get me into the Pentagon, about 3 months go by. I call him up. I said, "I haven't heard nothing about my question." He gives me a phone number to call to the Pentagon. I call him up. You know what they said? "Can you resend your question?" And I didn't want to go down in person because I would end up in prison. But they never read the report about 30 men dying.
That's incredible.
So,
beyond incredible.
Yeah. So it's been a battle, you know what I mean? Michael Strange Foundation.org, meeting all these other Gold Star parents, doing our weekends. I'll tell you what, this Saturday, Kid Rock reached out to me. Me and my wife are going to see Kid Rock backstage, and he's going to take us out to eat afterwards. I'm going to talk to him about it because I know he knows a few people. Really, you know. Newsmax, if you don't mind me say, I was on Newsmax August 5th, 6th, and 7th. It just passed. 250 Navy SEALs swam across the Hudson River August 6th. To honor Michael and the guys, the 30 men that died, they had me up there. I tell you what, guys, I bought some of them pages up there. And then Sunday morning when I'm leaving, I bought them down. We're all eating breakfast, and I got their emails and phone numbers. Some of them left cards underneath my hotel room. But I bought them pages down, like four pages, the 1,300 pages. And you should have seen how pissed off these Navy SEALs were. They were furious. So now I've been emailing them guys more than 1,364 pages. And I'll do that to you, too. If you text me your email, I'll send you some of these pages. It's in my book, too, some of them 1,364 pages. How this was done by design. This wasn't no lucky shot. They knew. They were bragging a half hour after they killed 30 guys. We killed SEAL Team 6 on the internet. The Taliban, Quarry Tahir, Lefty Grove, which was the name of the operation. It even says in the 1,364 pages they knew about the Rangers. The Rangers got dropped off earlier, like 8 miles away from where they put Michael and them in the Tangine Valley. You know, the Rangers spoke out, you know. Why, we didn't need anybody to come. Why'd you send all these guys? And some of them are starting to speak out. And here's the biggest part. That Chinook, Extortion 17 call sign, there was a C-130 above it, and there's a girl named Joni Marquez, J-O-N-I. She was in the C-130. She asked to open up fire 6 times and get denied because of the rules of engagement. When they were all under the trees on top of that roof handing up RPGs, I've talked to Joni Marquez. She's been on Sean Hannity about 5 or 6 times. She was ready to pull the pin on herself. God bless her. She got out of the Air Force 2012, went down to Washington, D.C. She went and talked to a senator telling her about what she seen. She watched 30 men die. And the senator said to her, "You keep talking about that, you'll lose your pension."
My God Almighty, Mr. Strange, if you agree to come back on, we just scratched the surface. It seems like I would like to get you back on as soon as possible if you would like to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much. We have to transition to the second hour now, but I will be contacting you very, very soon. You can do the same, and we'll definitely get you back on because it sounds like there's an immense more material that the American people need to know about. So thank you again so much, Mr. Strange. God bless you. I'll be contacting you very soon after the show. Yes, sir. People, you heard it. That's your wonderful government. Yeah, that makes me want to go join the military and raise the flag. How about you, Gene?
No, gosh, no. It makes you sick to see what the government does to its military people.
Well, Gene, if you will, hang on, and because we've got another star witness. Be